Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Drain whatever.
Yeah, it's just a completely different... There's no more hope.
I think I know more now.
This thing ain't freaking lasting.
All the way across the country, the Pacific Northwest, where your Boston Red Sox are set to do battle this evening against the Seattle Mariners. He'll be on the radio call here on WEEI and the Red Sox Radio Network alongside play-by-play man Will Fleming, who had himself a weekend and a very emotional Father's Day as well. Speaking of emotional guys, it's the one and only Lou Merlone joining Fitzy and Mego on WEEI Afternoons. Lou, what the hell, guy?
Yeah. First off, hello, Fitzy. Hello, Mego.
Hello, Lou. Thanks for joining us from the other side of the country.
Yeah. No, this is still in processing mode. Still talking, trying to figure out what went down here. All I know is that it was funny. We were sitting on the plane, and I remember at one point looking over to Obi and Will going, what are we still doing here? You know, usually we get in the plane, things get boarded, and we take off. And I'm like, we've been here for like an hour. What is going on? And then like a couple minutes later, the kind of thing, everything broke. And I was like, what? I'm like, wait, what? Like, I thought it was a joke, but which made for an interesting, you know, 5.5-6 hour flight across the country. So I think it stunned everybody, I would say.
Yeah, I got to ask, Lou, so when you're looking around the plane at the rest of the passengers, what was the vibe? Was it like, hey, let's just put our headphones on and stare at something on your tablet?
No, I mean, they're human too. You know what I mean? It's like, obviously they're going to kind of talk to one another. A lot of people in the aisles, you know, kind of talking. So I think everybody was just sort of trying to figure it out. I mean, I'm hearing reports now that maybe these discussions are going on for a week or so, but obviously that's not something that's going to get public. That's going to be discussed at all, given who's involved. So I think it just shocked everybody. You know, I don't know if too many people saw it coming.
Yeah, so you were in studio a couple weeks ago with Andy and Ted and Will in advance of the call of a game, and yep. Fleming was intimating that there was going to be a big change coming in the next 5 to 7, maybe up to 10 days. and here it comes. So now he's the prophet of Red Sox Nation, Lou.
Yeah. I don't know if this is what he meant, but if it is, good for him, because this is a big one.
This is his white whale for sure. But if you were... Given, you know, the biggest thing to me, some people are more, you know, aggravated about the return. Some people just love Rafael Devers as well. To me, the thing that threw me off the most was the timing, you know, and not just like pulling him off the plane and putting him in an Uber and having all the awkward sound bites and the tweets the Red Sox social put out yesterday, but rather you're playing your best baseball, arguably, of the season. You just gave up 4 runs on the hole over the weekend to the Yankees. Devers went long. You got 4 in a row. You got a winning record again. The vibes were starting to feel like they were back in place, and this was even before Bregman returns. And now you just upend the entire apple cart.
Yeah. I mean, it's like short term. There's really no way to sugarcoat it. You know, I mean, short term, you just lost one of the most dangerous hitters, you know, in the American League, maybe in the game. I mean, it does not make you better. And I think, you know, everybody's sort of feeling good and the way they've been playing lately. And the other thing, too, is, you know, maybe is it all over the fact that he wasn't willing to change positions? But we almost got to the point where we're like, you know what? Like Toro and Romy Gonzalez, like they are doing their thing. Like those guys are absolutely raking, covering first base. We're fine here, right? Just keep him at DH, do your thing, and maybe in the offseason talk to him about moving to a position next year. Who knows, right? So But it was almost accepted at this point that everything's fine, you know, because these other two guys are hitting. So, yeah, it's like you're starting to feel like, okay, things are turning around, you know, and feeling good. And it's almost like we're just not, you know, we're not allowed to enjoy nice things, you know, or good feelings. I don't know.
Lou, do you have any sense of what maybe Alex Cora's involvement in the discussions that are being reported that were going on over the last week, or even just how he's feeling about this trade?
Yeah, I don't know like how he's feeling or his involvement in it. I do know, I think it just got to the point where the whole first base option to him, I think because of what the other guys are doing, but more importantly, just, you know what happened? It was like, we played Texas and Josh Smith was at first and Romy was at first and he was a mess and there was collisions and Romy got hurt and it was just a mess at first base for the entire series at home. And it was almost like that point, you're like, you know, guys are going down, guys are running into one another. And it's like, if I lose Rafi Devers, what's going to happen to my offense? And so if there's a slight chance he gets hurt at first, I'm not willing to risk it because without Bregman, I don't have him. I don't know what I got. Well, here we are. We're about to find out because it wasn't an injury. It was a trade. So, yeah, I don't know the involvement of where he's at right now with this.
Yeah, we'll get a chance to ask him tomorrow when he joins us on the afternoon show, Lou, at 5:30 p.m. Eastern,
sure.
Which is, and how about this, Lou? Conveniently timed, that's the exact same time that Rafael Devers will be doing his introductory press conference as the new member of the San Francisco Giants, who, by the way, has said he'll happily play any position the Giants ask him to play.
Yeah, I know. The whole thing is, you know, I think I do. The Red Sox, to me, in the offseason, you know, obviously could have handled this a lot better. You know, they could have discussed it. They could have talked to him. They could have just, you want us to get better. They're really the only areas we can get better are probably at third base. If we do happen to sign these guys, we could move some people, move you around or whatever, right? Well, that didn't happen. And I think when it got to the point where he, you know, was upset, not willing to move, I think everybody sort of tried to talk to him and it wasn't going anywhere. But you got to admit, like, this thing kind of went south on your own doing. And the fact you couldn't clean it up kind of brought us to this point. So it's tough. You know, it's, like I said, short term, this is always the reaction of a trade, especially when it doesn't, like, solve everything. Like, you cleared out all this money. Like, San Fran is probably the only team that would take on all this money because nobody ever wants to sign for San Fran. They try to give up money. Nobody wants to play there. So they have to trade for the talent, and they're willing to pay for it. So you get out from underneath the contract. Right now, it looks awful, like, as far as short-term goes. And the issue is you go and say, okay, how are they going to reallocate that money? And that's where they don't have a fan base backing them or believing in them right now. That's the problem because around baseball, you know, people are like, hey, they got out from underneath the contract of a DH. He's a great hitter. They got some promising arms. I wish it was more established arms. But now let's see where they go. Where do they put the money? In Boston, you're like, I don't trust them. Like, that's just the issue. That's been the problem for the last few years. So right now it doesn't look good. Could that change? I don't know, at the deadline? I hope it's not the winter. You know, I hope they're aggressive at the deadline and give this team a little shot and give them another bat.
Yeah, Lou, what you were describing is kind of how I'm feeling about the whole situation. Like, understanding that it's untenable with this particular player and the relationship has devolved so much, but how are you supposed to have confidence that they're doing something for the major league team? And we went into this season being sold that, hey, this is when they're actually buying in on the major league team and the young kids are coming up. Like, do you see any indication that that is still the feeling from the front office and from ownership, that they're still, I guess, trying to go for it? Or does this change that?
Yeah. I think what they do next will tell us, right? I mean, listen, if this team kind of struggles offensively, loss of Rafi Devers, and in the next 2 or 3 weeks falls out of this thing and they decide to sell all these pieces, now it's like, that's going to be a tough sell. And say, listen, be patient. 2026 is going to be awesome. You know, it's like, that's just a tough sell, like, given what has been going on. But at the same point, like, you know, basically what this is the team comes first. And we have a player that we pay an awful lot of money that wasn't really willing to work with the team, that wasn't really willing to do what the team wanted. So you could make the argument that with such a young roster, those guys just learned the business really quick. You know, those guys are like, holy smokes, we just traded Rafi Devers because he wasn't willing to put the team first. So they may have sent the right message to a young locker room, but you still want to go out there and win ball games, and you want to put the best team in the field. And it's hard to say that without having Rafi Devers out there. But, yeah, so it's interesting. it's definitely interesting. But I think the next move, Mego, will tell you more. If they start selling pieces and say, be patient, the young kids are here, that's, I don't know, it's been a long time for that, right? It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, since like 2021, 22.
Since Mookie, but yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Lou Merlone from tonight's Red Sox broadcast on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network alongside Will Fleming joining WEEI Afternoons with Nick Fitzy-Stevens and Miss Megan Ottolini. Lou, here's a big thing. You know, I'd love to, you know, talk about who the Red Sox could go after. Is there a first baseman, a power-hitting righty in the outfield or something they could grab somewhere? I don't know. I mean, we have time to process that. Now, though, we're in the immediacy. We're still sort of in the radius of the bomb blast of this trade. And my big question I have, I like the idea that you just said, hey, this is like what Ortiz said. Don't let your ego get in the way. Sometimes that ruins things between athletes and teams. And this could send the right message to all the young kids because the youth movement is officially on right now. And I hope all those kids get to stay up. But do you think this potentially creates a credibility or a trust issue going forward long term with both not just your fan base, but the players on the team and any players that could potentially come to Fenway?
I don't think the players, you know what I mean? Because I think as players, you sort of sit there and it's like they obviously know they're a better team with Rafi Devers in the lineup. But I think all those guys in that clubhouse would be willing to do whatever it takes, you know, to kind of whatever the team asks. Now, those guys aren't Rafi Devers. A lot of these guys are young or utility players that's been their whole career, whatever the team asks. As far as trust in the fan base, I think we're past that. I think it's up to them. Trust has to be earned. And I think it's up to them to go out and make some moves to kind of create that trust. You know, that's the weird part because it felt like the fan base is starting to really kind of get into this team the last week because they're playing good baseball. So when it comes to trust or guys around the league, I don't think that's a big issue. I just like to see them kind of quickly move and just sort of put it together so we can, you know, at some point hopefully you sit back and you're like, oh, okay. You know, by doing that, this is what happened. It's just that hasn't really happened in the past. You know, by losing Mookie, you're able to what? Re-sign Xander? That didn't work. Oh, re-sign Devers. Good. Year and a half, two, he's gone. You know, or it's sort of all this stuff you're waiting for the next shoe to drop so that everything sort of makes sense. And sometimes it does a month or 2 months later. So you're just sort of waiting for that moment and hopefully it happens.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, if we get a chance, we can catch up with Lance Dobbins and he'll tell us that he saw this move coming a million miles away. It was a fun weekend, Lou. I can't believe we're not sitting here talking about, can you believe what an epic game it was Friday night or how well Dobbins pitched and Bayo looking like baby Pedro. Instead, we're like, you know, exactly. Any final thoughts? What's your one walkaway memory of Devers, Lou?
I would just say him versus the Yankees, and that's the other one. You know, it's like he was such a big game performer. You know, like he just owned the Yankees. I mean, let's face it, Gerrit Cole consistently for the most part has been the best pitcher in the American League, you know, for the last whatever, how long he's been in it, right, with the Yankees, whatever it's been. And he's owned them, you know, in the postseason. Devers, you know, was an absolute beast, you know, these sort of things. But it's, I don't know, I think it's funny because he's such an interesting guy. And you look back at the last 6 months, and obviously we're Boston, we're reactionary, but we're also can be hypocritical at times because nobody wanted him at third because he's the worst third baseman in baseball. Then everybody wanted him back at third base. And the minute, you know, he refused to do some of these things, everybody just said trade him. And now that they've traded him, those same people are pissed. But I'll always remember, I've always wanted him here because I wanted to hit. You know, he's just one of the most dangerous hitters in the game when he steps in the box. And there's not many guys you can say that about, but he has presence. So he'll be missed. He'll be missed. But here's the good news. I get to see him in like 3 or 4 days.
There you
that
go.
Should be an interesting weekend.
Well, tell him we said hello. I'm sure he's going to miss us just as much. You can, of course, follow him for hopefully he'll find a dog that he can walk and provide some more of his great dog walk intel on the way. Somebody loan Lou a dog, for God's sakes. I'm sure you can.
I know. I'm looking for one out here in Seattle. I'm sort of pausing the walk right now to kind of hopefully maybe tomorrow morning I get some more info today. Let's see. I got some press conferences going on. We'll go from there.
Give him a follow. Of course, you can watch him on NESN, and you can hear him with Will Fleming on the broadcast tonight on the Red Sox, WEEI, Red Sox Radio Network. The great Lou Maloney. Thanks for taking a couple extra minutes on a very busy, very in-demand day, Lou. We always love the insight and the analysis, my guy.
You got it. Anytime. You guys have a great day. It's good talking to you.
Great. Thanks,
you too.
Lou.
Stay safe, buddy. Be good. Lou Maloney joining us from Seattle in advance of tonight's Mariners-Red Sox game. Of course, Lou will also be out there for Friday night's going to be a scene, Mego. That is, I can't, that's a bit like, that's big theater Friday night.
Yeah, I just wish it was happening at Fenway.
Show trip?
That would be the absolute funniest.
Show trip. Have Stiz, if you've never, how many baseball parks have you been? I know we got to catch a break. How many baseball parks not named Fenway have you been to, Stiz?
None.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I guess the next one we take you to.
There's only one that matters.
It is kind of crazy that they saved this for, I think, what's a season-long road trip. You know, you knew you were going to be away from Fenway for 10 whole days before you got the Bronx cheers after the Devers deal.
Cowards.
Yeah, remember,
just something
guys,
to add to the soup of all this.
Yeah, and no, it's I think it's fascinating. And when we get to at 5:30, we'll do the Fitzy Five. This week, it's on the five most shocking trades in Boston sports history. One was made with a return match served right up within a week's time as well. We'll get to that. There, that's a tease, Stiz, we call those. No big deal.
Good job.
Thank you. Okay, 617-779.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
793.7. We see that the lines are still jammed up. We'll get to all your calls, react to some of the things that Lou offered us, and get ready for the 5 o'clock power hour. Rafael Devers, traded to San Francisco, no longer a member of the Red Sox. How do you feel? Stiz, ball game. Mego and Fitzy are here for you on WEEI Afternoons.
Great story.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.